USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The U.S. and Iran continue to engage in dueling threats after a series of military exchanges. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
After Iran says it has 32 specific targets in mind for retaliatory strikes after the U.S. takes out one of its top generals with a missile strike on the Baghdad airport, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo discusses the president's threat to attack 52 targets in Iran if it follows through on its threats.
The Iranian leadership needs to understand that attacking Americans is not cost-free. The cost will be clear and direct.
Pompeo spoke on CBS's Face the Nation.
The Al-Qaeda-linked Al-Shabaab military group is responsible for killing three Americans, one service member, and two civilians in an attack on an airbase in southern Kenya. This is USA Radio News.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
The Pennsylvania Turnpike, just southeast of Pittsburgh, had a major crash and was closed for a time. Crews are still investigating a multi-vehicle pileup.
We had a major accident at 86 Mile Post eastbound with three tractor trailers, a bus, and a passenger car.
Renee Colburn of the Turnpike Authority. Five people were killed and 60 were injured. Weather at the time of the crash was a possible factor in the pileup. A suspected drunk driver plowed into a group of tourists at a ski resort in Italy, killing at least six people. A total of 17 people were involved in the crash in the northern province of Bolzano. All six who died were believed to have been tourists visiting from Germany. Four people were also injured, with two people being hospitalized in Austria. Police said the driver, a 27-year-old man, was arrested on suspicion of vehicular manslaughter. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Soldiers and health workers are spraying Indonesia's capital with disinfectant to fend off possible diseases after massive flooding. USA Radio Network's John Hunt has more.
Landslides and floods triggered by torrential downpours have left at least 60 people dead in and around Indonesia's capital as rescuers struggle to continue the search. Monsoon rains and rising rivers submerged over a dozen districts in the greater Jakarta area. National Disaster Mitigation Agency spokesman Angus Wilborough said most of the fatalities included those who have drowned or have been electrocuted since the rivers broke their banks. It's the worst flooding in the area since 2007, when 80 people were killed in over 10 days.
The Department of Homeland Security has directed the department's agencies to review recommendations for preventing attacks on places of worship in the U.S. A memo from Acting DHS Secretary Chad Wolf, issued on Thursday, gives component agencies 14 days to act on recommendations outlined in a December report from the Homeland Security Advisory Council on how to better protect faith communities from violence. It follows a series of attacks at or near places of worship, including a December 26th shooting at a Texas church and a machete attack at a Hanukkah celebration in New York. Recommendations in the report include designating an administrative liaison to act as a central point of contact for faith communities. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.